Welcome to Revival from the Bible, a daily devotional podcast designed to help more people get into God's Word and get more out of the Word. I'm Ben Blakey. Today's passage is 1 Samuel 19 through 21. Saul versus David. That's the struggle that will consume a lot of the rest of the book of 1 Samuel, as we see Saul unsuccessfully try to get rid of David, who he views as a threat to his own throne. Now, a lot of this really came into view in our reading yesterday. After David kills Goliath, he gets immensely popular, and so Saul views him as a threat. Some of that is just from David's popularity. That's also contributed to by Samuel having told Saul that the kingdom will be taken away from him. So now he is set against David. And one of the sweet things we will see throughout the rest of this book is God protecting David. And as we read these three chapters, I want us to note three aspects of God's protection, three aspects that I hope encourage us today. We're going to see these obviously then through the context of David. Always, I want us just to realize God can do all of these things today. That does not mean that God will do all of these things at all times the same way he did for David. But we'll see three principles from this that hopefully now really will encourage us and help us to live rightly. So we start with chapter 19. And one thing I want us to see here is God can protect his people through extraordinary means. We see Saul trying to kill David. At first, Jonathan seems to try to talk some sense into his father, and Saul seems to yield to this, saying that he won't kill David. But then there's war again. David goes out and fights and wins. And this harmful spirit comes upon Saul, and he throws his spear at David again. And now he even seeks to go to David's house and kill him. But David ends up escaping, and Saul sends messengers after him. And every group of messengers that come, they just start prophesying. And so they can't capture David because they come and they start prophesying. And eventually Saul comes. And he ends up prophesying too, so much so that the people say, is Saul also among the prophets? So God uses these extraordinary means to protect his people. And I think there's ways God can do that today. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, God's just always going to do crazy things to protect you, but he can. And there are many times that he does do this for his people. One story that comes to mind, even just talking about that, this is the story of the Christian that was known as Brother Andrew. He was a Dutch man who spent much of his adult life really bringing Bibles. His main ministry was just bringing Bibles behind the iron curtain. And many times he had a car that he would drive all through Europe, and it'd be loaded with Bibles, and he'd be driving through some checkpoint where they are going to search his car. And time again, he would pray to God, God, there's so many times that you have made blind eyes see. Now, would you make seeing eyes blind? And God protected him through his travels and protected the Bibles that he was seeking to bring. What an incredible story, a little bit closer to us, of God using just an extraordinary means to protect his people. Another lesson that I want us to see is God can use friendship for the protection of his people. And that's a lot of what goes on in chapter 20. We see that the friendship of Jonathan and David, and we see Jonathan working to learn and then looking to pass on information to David. And so we see that here in this chapter. They come up with a plan for Jonathan to understand what Saul's intentions are, and it becomes pretty clear, even when Jonathan seems to be explaining where David is. Look at verse 30. Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on the earth, neither you nor your kingdom shall be established. Therefore, send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die." And then eventually Saul hurls his spear at his own son to try to kill him. So Saul has kind of lost the plot, but Jonathan is sticking up for his friend and then relays word to his friend. They have this emotional goodbye, but we see how God used this friendship to help protect. And that's where I want to encourage you. Don't hang out on the fringes of the local church. Get involved. Get involved in the church. And even you think, well, I wish I had more friends in the church. Focus on being a friend. That you be a friend. That'll help you make more friends, and that will provide mutual protection all the way around. So be involved, be a friend, and watch how God uses that. So God can protect his people through extraordinary means. God can protect his people through friendship, and God can also protect his people really in spite of ourselves. And that's what I want us to see kind of in chapter 21. David goes and he goes to where the tabernacle is. He gets supplies from them. But if you're honest here, David is not truthful with the priests. And we may want to debate, you know, is that okay or not? We talked about that with Rahab and the spies. Here's the deal. In this case, I don't think it was right. And as we keep reading, spoiler alert, it's not going to end well now for these priests. David's lies end up having bloody consequences. And then after that, he goes to Gath. So he goes to the Philistines. I don't think that's a good move either. I don't think he should be going to the enemies of God's people who have been his enemies, and he's fought against them. And then he becomes much afraid. So this man who has been bold and courageous, now he's afraid, and he changes his behavior, and he pretends to be insane. Yet instead of them taking him and turning him into some attraction like they did, think of what they did with Samson, putting out his eyes and bringing him out to mock him. He's killed Goliath. He's killed all kinds of Philistines. Think of what they could have done to David. They didn't do it. And I think ultimately that's another sign of God's protection. So let that be an encouragement to us that God can protect us even in spite of our own failure. God can protect us even when we are foolish. Now, that is no excuse to go and be foolish. And that's where I think that's just a great heart check. If you're even really tempted to think, oh, great, I can go be foolish and God will just protect me anyways, that is really a dangerous sign. That do you even love the Lord? If that's how you're thinking? But if you are loving the Lord and you are seeking to follow the Lord, that should be an encouragement to you, because when you do fail, that's probably one of the greatest frustrations in your life. And you may even be ashamed of the times that you fail and give in to fear. But isn't it comforting that even in those times, which you are repentant of and seeking to grow in, even in those times, God still can protect you and he can still keep you safe. So God is our rock. He is our fortress. He is our deliverer. And there are many means, many ways that God has at his disposal that he can protect and defend us. And here you just notice these three. He can do it through extraordinary means. He can do it through friendship. And he can do it really despite our own failings. And I hope that really encourages you today and encourages you to trust the Lord, to not be afraid, and to rely on the protection that can come from the Lord. Thanks for digging into God's Word with me today on Revival from the Bible. For more resources, check out revivalfromthebible.com. To learn more about Compass Bible Church Treasure Valley, go to compassbible.tv. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.